And we are back with another edition of the Brother and Sister Rewatch Podcast. I'm Kevin, here alongside my co-pilot, Mary.
What's up, everybody?
And this week we continue our trudge through Season 9 of The Office, Episode 5, Here Comes Treble, and Episode 6, The Boat.
Yes.
Now, before we talk about this week's episodes, Bear, why don't you just give a quick refresher about last week?
Last week we discussed Episode 3, Andy's Ancestry, where Nellie tricked him into thinking that he was related to Michelle Obama. Everybody got up in arms. Well, Oscar got up in arms, saying that Andy's family must have owned slaves, and that's the only way that he was related to an African-American person.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out they just transported slaves. They didn't own them. Pam taught Nellie how to drive.
And then her and Jim had a heart-to-heart.
Yeah.
And she supports Jim's going into this sports marketing.
Yeah, course. And Aaron tried to learn a language to impress Andy, and so Dwight taught her Dothraki, and Andy taught or treated her like a dick.
Yeah, Andy is not impressed.
Yeah, on to work bus. They tricked Dwight into thinking he had to re-insulate
mm-hmm.
the wiring in the office. He gets a work bus per his contract. Jim hijacks the work bus to go to Laverne's Pie and stuff because he wanted to get a week off, and it backfired. And Dwight works through some fears of infertility.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin can do math when it comes to pies, but not salads.
Andy makes Aaron cry.
Yeah.
And then caves to Nellie so Nellie can get a kid. And that's it.
Yeah.
It was a very lackluster week, and I'm going to be honest with you, I think this week's going to be just as bad. So nice that you opened that up.
Yep.
So, episode 5, Here Comes Treble. Bear, this one is taken by you, so
yes, it is.
Let's get through it.
Okay, guys, our cold open is the iconic jack-o'-lantern head. So Dwight hollowed out a pumpkin, made a jack-o'-lantern face on it, greased up his head, and shoved it on there. And this was all a prank to pull on Erin, to scare her, which was successful. But he did not think of how he was going to get the pumpkin off of his head. So then we see a montage. Jim trying to pull it off of his head didn't work. He grabs a knife, flips it in the air, and comes towards Dwight, and he's freaking out. Then they see, so like one of those
self-defense dummies.
Yeah, the ones where you can practice and do your judo chops on them. They put a pumpkin on that thing. And Jim takes a baseball bat to the head, and Dwight's so freaked out, he runs away with a jack-o'-lantern on his head. But then we see, like, him sitting in the break room by himself, drinking a soda through a straw, with his head down.
In a conference room meeting.
Yeah.
He's walking to his car. Like, he's going about his life. Like, this is his new reality.
Yeah, he's like, it'll rot off in a month or two, right? Now,
okay, this
is a great cold open. It's funny.
It's good.
It's topical. It's great. What I don't like is when people consider this a Halloween costume, because it is not. It is for a prank. And yes, I'm talking to you, Office Facebook page, that had a poll, and this one best costume.
Not a costume.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that, guys. This is not a costume. This is a prank. I understand it's around Halloween. It's a Halloween episode, but it is not a costume. And Kerrigan or Lady Gaga should have won.
Was second place the consumer? What is it?
No. Second place was Dwight's Joker.
Oh, that was weak.
Yeah.
No,
Creed's Joker.
What was the? I'm the rational consumer.
The rational.
I would have voted for Edward J.
Almost. Got kicked out the first season or the first bracket.
Edward James Olmos.
Yeah, the first round. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. So yeah, good cold open though.
Yeah, it was a good cold open. Solid, iconic.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, it's Halloween. Pam walks in. She's Dr. Cinderella because Cece loves princesses, but they're trying to make them into positive role models.
She's an oncologist.
Yeah. Erin is a puppy, which she knew people were not going to get because Pam asked if she's a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Jim does not have a costume because we find out that he has an investor luncheon later for the new sports marketing company that he's beginning. So mm-hmm. he forwent?
I guess.
Forgone?
He went back to Jim, who didn't dress like Popeye.
Yeah. And then Andy walks in. He's dressed as George Michael. And he announces that Here Comes Treble is going to be in the office doing a performance during the party.
And we get a few more pics of costumes.
See, Angela is Nancy Reagan. She announces that the senator will be joining them later.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar is what I think is an alligator at
Reptar.
First.
Reptar from Rugrats. That's what I thought. It was like a dinosaur or
something. Yeah. So now Andy...
And Kevin is Charlie Brown.
Yes.
I love that outfit.
Well, that's because the Here Comes Trouble comes in. They start singing Karma Chameleon. We see Kevin as Charlie Brown. I love that he glares at the camera while they're singing. It's fantastic because, like, Oscar is, like, dancing so and he's singing along. And then Kevin just walks over and he's just like, what the fuck? he's so confused by it.
Oscar's the only person who's into it, though. Yeah. This a cappella group from Cornell.
Yeah. So now we see Dwight has a pig nose on. And he also looks at the camera like, what the fuck is happening? Meredith is Black Widow. Phyllis is dressed as a cheerleader. Clark and Plop have no costumes. Stanley is an Olympic coach.
He's like in a windsuit. That's all I see.
He reminds me, you'll know when I say it, of the gymnastics coach from like the 90s, like that Russian dude. Never mind.
I'm thinking of your gymnastic coach from when you were a kid.
That's scary, too.
I remember her.
Basically a man. Basically a Russian man.
Oh, well, there are rumors about Eastern, European gymnasts.
Robert California is going to mentor them. Daryl is a cowboy, and I'm wondering if this is his leftover cowboy shirt from D'Angelo Vickers' visit. And Creed is just dressed normally, but he's covered in blood splatter.
Oh, yes, as we talk about later.
So then, Here Comes Trouble will sing, I guess?
They're going to perform.
Yeah, and Andy thinks they're going to ask him to do a solo.
Of Faith.
Yes.
George Michael.
He's like, I'm just so unprepared, though, as he's dressed as George Michael's. George Michael.
Yeah.
George Michael, 5 o'clock shadow and all.
And Limp Bizkit's version of Faith is better. I don't care. I'll fight to the fucking death.
Faith!
Rock on our faith! I'll take the Limp Bizkit version. I don't care.
So now Jim is leaving for lunch and Dwight is sitting on the couch. So this is so uncharacteristic of Dwight because Dwight's always a very hardworking person.
I feel like he's doing it just for Aaron.
Yeah. So he's on the couch eating Nerds.
Love him.
And he's like, look, I'm eating Jim. And Aaron starts laughing. He's like, Aaron, look, I'm eating a bunch of Jims. And he's like
garbling them in.
Like acting like a pig. And then he goes to bend over to pick up all the spilt Nerds.
Well, Aaron runs to the bathroom because she's
laughing. Yeah, she's going to pee herself. Yeah. And he finds a pill and he's immediately serious.
Mm-hmm.
He knows. And he looks it up. He Googles it. It's an anxiety pill. So then Nellie comes out and she's showing Pam her costume. And she's sexy Toby.
It's creepy.
To which Pam goes, she laughs and then goes, ew. and then Dwight brings up the pill. I didn't write down the brand name. But Nellie, like, tries to downplay it.
He immediately goes after her.
He does. Like, yeah. He zeroes in. And Nellie says it is hers. She does have anxiety.
To the camera.
Yeah, to the talking head.
Yeah.
That she's not ashamed of it, but that she doesn't really want Dwight to have that information because she witnessed him scream at Phyllis over sneezing the wrong way.
Like Vince McMahon.
Yeah. So now Andy is hanging out with Here Comes Trouble, and he finds out...
Let's read through it. There's nothing here.
Finds out that Broccoli Rob has basically been stealing the credit for all of Andy's stories. He's Boner Champ, not Broccoli Rob.
Yeah.
So then Andy video chats with Broccoli Rob, who is Stephen Colbert.
Ugh, Colbert's the worst.
And he says it was all just confusion on their part, but he will call them and correct it. So now Jim is at lunch, and all the guys are like, oh, yeah, we're good on investors and our own money. Like, we're good for a year. And Jim then says, like, oh, I'd like to get in. And you could tell his friend is like, dude, I already explained it to them.
Mm-hmm.
They're good. Like, don't worry. And he goes, no, we'd like to. So they ask how much. And he goes, 5, 10? Yeah, let's go with all 10. And you know that that is not what him and Pam agreed to. Now, Pam did agree. And she said that they could invest.
Yeah.
You know that that's not what
that's
Pam
agreed
to. That's
not the number that was there, yeah.
Nope. She agreed to 5.
Yeah.
How much do you want to bet? So now... he's just like, yeah, this is great. Okay, cool. So now we're back. Dwight and Nellie are walking into the kitchen and Daryl's in there. So Dwight explains that he's just there to put some peanut butter on his forehead. And is that crazy to you? To which Nellie says, well, it's to protect him from the nanobots that the government puts into the air conditioning. So then Daryl's like, I have to see it on your face. Put it on your face. Put it on your cheeks, on your chin. And Dwight's like, yeah, this doesn't seem crazy at all, does it? And then he's just like, no, that is crazy. And he walks away. And then Dwight goes to eat the peanut butter. God. So now Andy is back with Here Comes Trouble. And they're like, yeah, man, we talked to Broccoli Rob. Sorry about that. Total confusion. And Andy explains that he got Boner Champ, the name Boner Champ, from having sex with a snowman. And he never lost his boner.
And he took the face off so it'd be easier. Yeah, he's Boner Champ.
So the senator arrives. He's dressed as Ronald Reagan.
He is the mascot.
And he says, Angela's like, oh, Oscar, look who's here. And he goes, Oscar, you're a dinosaur. And to which Oscar says, actually, I'm the Electoral College. Guys, we're not going to touch on that. When we're recording this, it's...
Who cares?
It's in November. We're just not going to touch
that's
on that.
That's like a joke that, like, Brian Stelter would laugh at.
I thought you were going to say Brian Gumbel.
Well, Brian Gumbel might be tickled by that. Like, that's a joke for, like, a narrow subsect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people who watch Meet the Press.
Yeah. So now Angela's, like, freaking out. Why are the savories with the sweets? Who is in charge here? And she's like, you two talk. I'm going to go find Phyllis. And then the senator's like, how are you doing?
Hey,
great. And Oscar's just like, like coughs at the camera. Yeah. He's like, you look great, Oscar. Yeah. You look very healthy. So then Aaron basically goes into Here Comes Trouble and is like, yo, you assholes are going to sing Faith and you're going to ask Andy to sing.
She's very direct
it.
And rough.
She's very, she bullies them. Yeah. And they're like, we don't know that song. She's like, learn it.
You guys go to Cornell. How hard it can be.
Yeah.
So that, like, she just, like, barges in there. And as she's turning around, Plop is there. And she's like, this isn't stupid.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Because she thinks like he's going to judge her for because he's not wearing a costume. And she is. You know what
I also feel like they're just really forcing those two to have some kind of interaction.
Oh, it's so fucking boring. And the thing is, it's always off camera.
Yeah.
It's never the two of them together. It's always, and it's just because they know there's, like, negative chemistry, obviously, between these actors, you know.
Yikes. So now, Dwight and Nelly are, they have the pill out on a plate in the kitchen, just on its own. Toby walks in, and he, like, loves Nelly's costume. Like, she, like, stands up and shows him. He goes over and he, like, plays with the lapel of her suit jacket and stuff like that.
And he leans
just,
in.
He does, and she's just like, uh-huh. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
He gets very rapey.
He does! Like, that's the only way to explain it.
Yeah.
He really does.
He's, like, making eye contact, but he's looking kind of, he does, like, the head tilt like Michael Myers.
Yeah, and then he, like, sees the camera and he just walks out. He doesn't say a word. He just walks out. So now, Meredith. Yeah, sorry. Meredith walks in and she's just like, yo, free uppers. And Dwight catches her with a dog catcher's net.
Oh, it's fucking massive.
And she's like, don't you dog catch me! Don't you dog catch me! Do not... Or stop... Oh, how does she say?
No, she says... She says that. Like, don't dog catch me!
But she says, stop netting my head
stop,
or something.
Stop... Oh, God.
Bagging my head,
yeah. Because
if we recall, the bat... Dwight put a garbage bag over her head.
Season one, yeah. Or season four.
Yeah. So then, like, he's, like, freaking out. He's like, you're a psychopath. And... Like, Nellie's like, Dwight, it's an anti-anxiety pill. A lot of people take them. Just forget about it. Like, it's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then she finally is just like, you know what? It's mine. And it makes me feel better. And I'm okay with that. It might even help you, too. And Dwight just doesn't even know what to say to that.
Mm-hmm.
So now Jim returns. And it's right as soon as Here Comes Trouble.
Yeah, they're in the conference room.
Yeah, it's supposed to begin. And she's like, oh, did you invest? And he's like... Yeah, it might have been a little bit more than we discussed. And she's like, how much? And that's when Here Comes Trouble is singing.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh God, I forget what the name of the song is, but...
Oh, it's,
I'll be your crying shoulder.
Yeah, that's Edwin McCain.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be your...
I think it's I'll Be is the name of the song.
Yes, sure.
Survive!
Yeah. But, they pull up Pam because, let's face it, she's probably the most attractive in the office
dressed like
at
a princess.
So they pull her up and they're like singing to her and she's arguing with Jim. She's like, how much? And he's like, 10,000? I don't know. She's like, that's all of our savings almost. And she's like, no, we're going to talk about it now as this guy, this poor guy is just trying to sing to her.
Serenading.
So genuinely. And yikes. Let's see. So
Stanley calls it crap.
Yeah. And then Clark is, like, way over-enthusiastic about the concert. And he's like, is it too much? It's not too much, right? So then they start singing Faith. And the video comes on.
As Andy stands up to do it with them.
Yeah, and it's Broccoli Rob. He appears, and it turns out that they thought it was his signature song. And they thought that Andy was dressed like Adam Lambert. Which, yeah. I can see that.
If I had you.
Yeah.
It's a good track.
So now, Jim, Angela, Kevin, and Pam are all gathered around reception, and they're talking about the a cappella concert, saying, like, Angela's like, I just hate that they sing the Monster Mash. It's the occult. And Jim's like, yeah, but it's Halloween. You can't have Halloween without singing the Monster Mash. And Pam is, if there was a land called Passive Aggressiva, she would be their queen. My God, this woman. She's like, Oh, well, maybe not everybody wants the Monster Mash on Halloween. Maybe they didn't decide to do the Monster Mash.
Do they have to do that, Jim? Do they have to sing that song?
Let's just put it this way. Pam is a pissed off redhead.
And they're going back and forth. And then Kevin does a talking head where he's like, Jim was making a lot of good points about the Monster Mash, but Pam is just like, no, the Monster Mash sucks. And just don't even bring it up to her.
Yeah. Like, it was hilarious. Oh my God. Kevin is like the toddler that wanders in. So I love it. So now, Andy is... So they were talking on video chat with Broccoli Rob. Yeah, like, yo, man, like, I didn't realize. And they just asked that they needed 20 cc's of...
George Michael.
And of course, I walked in, and Andy says, a man solo is a man solo for life. Broccoli Rob challenges him to a sing-off.
They start fighting.
Yeah, and Aaron unplugs the TV, and that's when... Because he's like, it's not my fault that I live so close to campus and I stop in to see these guys like 2-3 times a week. Mm-hmm. And so Andy then starts contemplating moving to Cornell. And Aaron's like, we're not doing that. That's stupid. And he's like, yeah, but it could work, right? So then, let's see. Dwight is whispering to Nelly something like, I want those pills. And he's like, oh, you know, my cousin Moe's. He's just a little anxious about being unmarried, having to take care of all of his cousins, you know, especially Moe's. I mean, and so she's just like, well, you need a prescription for them. You know, you could take Moe's to get a prescription. And she goes, but you should tell Moe's, I think he's a very good man. And he goes, the real Moe's or Moe's.
When he says that.
So basically, Dwight's like, I have anxiety too. Pills, yeah. So now... Andy calls his mother because he wants to set up a charitable donation to Cornell for Here Comes Trouble. He wants to set up a scholarship or something.
To Brown Nose to these the acapella band. Yeah.
And then we see Toby approach Nelly with flowers. Then we find out Andy comes out to Aaron and says that his parents are broke. We see the Oscar and the Senator making out outside of the office.
Adorable.
Nelly is letting her hair down from her Toby skull cap. And Toby then looks disappointed. Like, he was only attracted to her because he looked like her.
He wanted to fuck himself. Yeah.
Oscar sees the camera as he's walking away, and it just falls. And then we see Toby go into the kitchen and beat the flowers that he had to give Nelly against the wall.
He destroys them.
And that's the end. What'd you give this one, dude?
1.7. This was atrocious. This was bad. This was, like, the level of, like, Survivor Man and Get the Girl and shit like that. Yikes. This was one of the worst episodes of the series.
Okay, if you take Andy out of it, it was pretty funny.
No, the Jim stuff, again, the only funny part of the Jim and Pam stuff was Kevin with the Monster Mash. Yeah, otherwise, it was serious.
Dwight
again.
And Nelly were funny.
They were okay.
Like, Dwight trying to sniff out stuff. Because he thought somebody... Because his thing was... after he looked up what it treated, he's like, somebody here is insane, and they're off their meds.
The visual of Oscar in the dinosaur costume making out with the senator is fucking hilarious. But, like, I just was not entertained. And
the Toby and Nelly, sexy Toby was good.
As far as Stephen Colbert goes, Stephen Colbert is funny for 5 years as Stephen Colbert, the character on Comedy Central. Stephen Colbert as himself, the comedian... doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
Not funny at all. Like, I just don't get it. And, like, he was okay on Strangers with Candy. But, like, I just don't... Like, him showing up, like, did nothing for me. Yeah. And it's just Andy bitching. Like, fuck it. And Aaron, all of a sudden, is, like, this assertive... Like, we talked last week about how you mentioned how you think Andy is a different character. Aaron is a completely different character.
Oh, we'll get into that in the next fucking episode.
Oh, in the boat?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it... she's not even close to being the same person at all.
This is not the person who brought a baby to a fucking Broadway, off-Broadway show because she thought it would be cute to go get ice cream with a newborn.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
And I know, there's a talking head here where she says, a cappella drama is, lame, but you do it for your boyfriend. All of a sudden, she's, this woman who stands by her man and shit like that.
Yeah, honestly, I skipped over that stuff because it didn't mean anything to me. Sorry, if you're a fan of the Andy Aaron duo, I'm so sorry, but I just don't have the fucking time for it. I don't have the patience for it.
Well, you gave it a 3?
I said, funny costumes, Dwight and Nelly stuff was funny, Here Comes Trouble was okay, because those guys are just innocent.
They're good singers.
Andy still sucks. Toby and Nelly were a good ending, and it shows Jim and Pam, the crack still getting bigger.
I guess, a crevice.
Crevice.
I just didn't enjoy it at all.
Well, again, if I could take Andy out of these episodes, they'd be good.
They'd be marginally better, not that good. It's still Jim and Pam fighting.
It's an average episode.
You also failed to mention that I think it was Plop tells Creed in the conference room, "Oh, I really like your costume."
Uh-huh.
And Creed says, "Oh, well, it's a lucky break."
Oh, no. He says, "I didn't realize that everybody dresses up for Halloween here." Creed goes, "Yeah, me either." And then in a talking head, he goes, "It's Halloween. It's very good timing."
Yeah, as he's covered in blood.
There's blood splatter all over his shirt, all over his face. Yeah. He definitely bludgeoned somebody this morning for breakfast.
It's just a weak show. But the only storyline, I swear to God. So the storylines right now, let's say Andy's family, Aaron and Andy, Jim and Pam. I guess the Dwight Angela thing is kind of there. I don't know.
Oscar and the Senator.
That's the only
headliner.
One I care about. That's
the
only
headliner
one. Oscar and the Senator is the only storyline I'm invested in at all.
I'll be honest with you. That storyline pretty much carries season 9.
It's insane, how I'm actually into it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them where we are, Mary.
Guys, you can find us on Twitter, @BrosisPodcast. We do like to post our screen grabs, and we have a really fun Twitter feed over there.
Yeah.
We talk about wrestling and football and all the other good stuff there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have our email, where you can email us long-form feedback at brothersisterrewatch@gmail.com. Kev, where can they find the cast?
Wherever you're listening to us right now. Wherever you listen to podcasts, anytime, Podcast Addict, Podbean, Anchor, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, you'll find the show. And you could subscribe and we'd greatly appreciate it. And you can also find us each and every Monday at the Ginny Position podcast feed. If you go and subscribe today, not only will you find us there each and every Monday, throughout the week you'll find other great shows such as Talk and Pop, Freak Out Drive-In, Journey Through Infinity, and more.
Mm-hmm.
So subscribe today, you'll thank me later. And that brings us up to Season 9, Episode 6, The Boat.
This is all you do. Enjoy.
So the cold open is Oscar arriving for work, and he's like, psst, psst, and he gets the camera crew to go around behind the building,
mm-hmm.
and he's asking them to show maturity and discretion for his affair with the senator.
He's in love.
Yeah, it's for the first time. And as he's talking about
his
affair with the senator, Kevin steps out from behind the stack of pallets with an ice cream cone.
At 8 a.m.
Yeah, and he steps out and it falls off the cone. And Oscar's just like, dear God, no.
He just goes, why?
Why? Why? Why is he behind the building at 8 a.m. with he went to an ice cream parlor at 8
a.m. Oh, yeah, he has it on a cone. Hilarious. It's mint chocolate chip on a cone.
It's so awesome. So
maybe that's how he brushes his teeth, the mint.
Oh, yeah, Scope.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what a Shamrock Shake is Scope ice cream. So Jim and Pam open the show with a talking head talking about how Andy's dad blew all of their money, the family's money, went to Argentina.
With a younger woman.
Yeah. And the brother had a mental breakdown. And Andy somehow... Andy is somehow...
The competent one.
He's handling everything. We see him in his office, dealing with lawyers and shit.
Stocks, what to sell, what not to.
So,
how after 5 or 6 seasons of this incompetent... Or as... Home Alone cousin was incompetent.
Les incompetents.
From Stanford to now, it took him long to become a competent adult.
At least Jim and Pam are surprised by it.
Fucking put a gun in my mouth at this point. Jesus Christ.
This is circling the drain bad. So Andy does a talking head where he says he's crushing it in damage control. We see Oscar.
Wish my dad could see me now.
Yeah, fuck you, Dad.
Always looking for fucking validation from somebody else.
Oscar and Kevin are in the stairwell. And Oscar is telling him he's in love with the senator, and he needs Kevin to really keep a secret. And Kevin's response, I really want to. But he can't guarantee anything. Pam says that Iris Black, a local radio talk show host, wants someone...
Not real.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Not real.
In the radio signal, or the call letter she gives her, fake, too. But she wants someone as an interview on her show. And Dwight wants to do it.
So badly.
Yeah. So Meredith goes to Andy about his brother being in rehab. Maybe she could get down to Philly in 1 hour or so. She really wants to fuck him. Dwight is now at his desk practicing speaking.
Yes.
Doing like the whole Ron Burgundy, how now brown cow. Like he's
the arsonist has...
Arsonist! Oh my god! If you're gonna
apparently
do it,
I
right.
need to say it.
Oh my god.
The arsonist has oddly shaped feet.
The human torch was denied a bank loan. So, everybody's just kind of like, oh god, you can't put him out there. You know, like they're kind of grumbling.
His grandfather was a member of the Bund.
The Bund. So Andy, Oscar, Aaron, and Daryl are going over assets for Andy's family in the conference room. And Andy doesn't want to sell the family's prized boat.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar looks out and sees Kevin with Angela at the copier. And she's like, says something to Kevin. He's like,
Could this day get any worse?
Oh, it can get worse. And that's when like Oscar runs out like, psst, Kevin!
Yeah.
And Angela just, like, looks at him, and Kevin's like, oh, okay. So, he goes back in, and Andy wants to really keep the boat, but he says to tell the lawyer to sell it so that his mom...
because they're like, oh, well, if you sell the boat, then it would be enough to set your mom up with a condo and living expenses. Like, forever, dude.
And then, like...
He's like, what if we don't? And they're like... She can live on her own for 6 months.
Yeah, and Aaron's like, well, if she buys, like, $10 of ramen, that's a month of food. So, Pam says Iris canceled for the new cupcake store that opened in the Steamtown Mall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dwight is in the break room at this point, waiting for the call. And Nellie, Jim, and Pam have an idea.
I love that Nellie calls him a nipple.
Yeah, such a nipple. So, Nellie, Jim, and Pam are going to craft this idea.
Mm-hmm.
Pete, plop, goes to Aaron with a fax, and she has, like, watermelon teeth. It's like the Godfather, like, boogie, 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 you know? And she's, like, fashioning teeth out of watermelon rind. And he's like, oh, what's that for? She's like, oh, well, Andy, it makes him laugh, and you gotta know your man
he's
when you're
so
a girlfriend.
Juvenile.
And, you know, Plop is like, oh, is he like 40, right?
Yeah. She's like, no, can't be more than late 30s, right? Yeah,
just,
yikes.
So Dwight gets the call. The phone rings, and it's Nellie pretending to be Iris Black. With
a very good American accent,
very
I have
good,
to say.
Very good. But they have Daryl in the conference room with them playing the keyboard, like the intro to the show and everything. And Aaron goes to Andy now for a signature, and she puts the teeth in, and he doesn't laugh. He's all serious and like trying to figure out his family's, you know, shit going on or whatever. And
he doesn't even acknowledge it.
Yeah, and she's just all disappointed. So accounting is out of forms that Kevin forgot to order. And, like, Angela, like, rips him, and Kevin almost drops a bomb.
She's like, you know what? Surprise me.
Oh! He's, like, ready to drop the bomb. And Oscar stops him. And that's when Kevin goes, I've got to run to the bathroom.
Yeah, I got to go to the bathroom.
And Oscar says, that's a really good cover, actually, because he does that a lot.
At least once a week.
And we see, like, this montage of Kevin. He gets up in the middle of a conference room meeting. I've got to go to the bathroom. He, like, runs out of an elevator with Phyllis and Stanley. Then we see him, he's pulling out of the parking lot, stops right at the entrance, the exit of the parking lot, and runs inside holding his
ass.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
So, Aaron goes to Andy again, and she pretty much convinces him to go to Stamford to take the boat out one last time for a sunset sail. Dwight is on the phone now. He really thinks this is a real radio interview with Nellie as Iris Black.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like kind of like trashes David Wallace briefly, and you know Jim holds up signs like cues for Nellie. She's like, "Oh, there's a clicking sound. Are you wearing a shirt?"
And your voice sounds very. Oh yeah,
yeah.
Sorry,
so she has him take off his shirt, and she goes, "Oh, you're sounding a bit feminine." And of course, Dwight's like, "Impossible."
Yeah.
She goes, "Are you wearing a pants with a metallic zipper?" So he's gonna take his pants off. Angela talks about the senator's campaign, and says how he's been taking it from the other guy, and last night he was so tired he just ordered a little Mexican.
He just wanted a little Mexican brought in.
And Kevin just starts laughing. And he gets up and leaves. He's laughing so hard. And that's when we get talking head of Oscar who says, I'm in big trouble. And then Kevin talking head, he goes, he's in big trouble.
Yeah.
So Dwight, the interview turns to Iris Nellie saying that the paper at Dunder Mifflin is toxic.
Yeah.
And she calls Pam in as the foreman of, like, upstate New York. And she does, like, a Joey Behar voice.
Oh, my God. Hello, Iris!
Yeah, it's really bad. And it's, like, talking about the paper being toxic. And
only when it's exposed to oxygen!
And Dwight's like, no, yeah. False! Oscar gives Toby documents of...
Yo, he has a folder.
Yes. And...
He's like, it's not an accounting error. I think his gambling addiction is back.
Yeah, he's like framing Kevin.
Oh.
And Toby's like, oh no. So he has to investigate. Dwight now gets snippy, and Pam as the foreman is like going on or whatever, and Jim runs in. He's like, what are you saying? The stock price is dropping like a rock. And Dwight's just like, shut up. And Dwight's now and just boxes in his beater. Or his like green briefs.
Green briefs.
Yeah. And he, like, kicks Jim out. Jim's, like, laughing as he does it, though. So Kevin is called to Toby's. He's like, Oscar, I think I'm getting a promotion.
So yeah, Kev, maybe.
Oscar's sitting to Toby. Toby goes, hi, Kevin. And then he starts going into it. And, of course, Kevin delayed. Hi. And Oscar comes back. And he interrupts. And he gives Kevin $2. He says, go to the snack machine. It's on me. And Kevin opens the door where Dwight is, like, running around in a beater in his underwear.
My God.
He's like, what's going on? So Oscar levels with Toby and tells him, like, I framed him. It, like, we had a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And Toby just starts talking about how he thought the Scranton Strangler was framed. And he sent an innocent man to death row.
He felt very pressured to convict.
He gets, like, all, like, introspective. Yep. So now the Dwight interview is going on, and Nelly tells him the stock price is down 73% since this phone call. And as we see Dwight, we see Kevin in the background in his boxer shorts eating a candy bar. He just joined in. And he throws Wallace under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So we go back. Aaron and Andy arrive at the marina in Stamford, and they go on the boat. But the guy who bought it is there, and he keeps slapping Andy's hands whenever he tries to do something. Mm-hmm. Because Andy's not insured for the boat anymore because he sold it, and Andy's an asshole, and this is boring. So now we see them. They're below deck eating, having a picnic. And Andy's all disappointed. He can't sail it.
And
blah,
Aaron's
blah,
trying to stay positive. Yeah. Like, look, we are having a picnic on the boat. Andy doesn't give a shit about Aaron.
And that's why, like, this whole convoluted...
He's so self-absorbed.
This whole convoluted thing happens where Andy just tells the guy he's taking the boat to the Bahamas.
And he finds Walter Jr.
Well, he deals with the guy first.
Oh, okay.
Where he says, like, I'm taking this boat to the Bahamas. And the guy's like, no, I ain't. Like, it's my boat. And Andy's like, keep your deposit. You can get it down there or something. It's like this whole thing now.
Well, him and the crew are just sailing it down there. To the buyer in the Jamaicas.
Okay. And no, not the Jamaicas.
Jesus.
the Bahamas. The Jamaicas.
Sorry, guys. We were talking about Jamaica earlier. I'm sorry.
Anyway. Andy's going to take the boat to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Nelly now goes over a hostage situation at David Wallace's.
Oh, my God. And he took the mailman as a hostage.
And Jim is the chief of police for Greenwich, Connecticut, I guess.
Jesus.
And he's doing this whole thing where... Daryl slaps him because, like, Jim does, like, a black accent,
yeah,
like, a voice.
Does.
Like, it's very, like...
Hey there.
Like, stereotypical. Yeah.
Daryl's like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, why? He's like, I'm Bob Jackson. And so we go back, and Andy opens up a door and finds his brother Walter, who wants to get his first relapse
in
out of the way.
In the liquor cabinet.
Yeah. He got out of rehab. He's getting the first relapse out of the way. And he's like, what happened to our family? Like,
Josh Groban is wonderful.
He's funny, actually. A lot funnier than Andy. But basically, Andy convinces Walter to be his crew for the trip to the Bahamas. They're going to do it together as brothers.
That's what I want, an alcoholic.
Yeah, well, he's going to detox out on the water. So,
even better, a detoxing alcoholic to help you sail to the Bermudas.
So the Bermudas.
I know.
So Dwight is on the... Dwight patches Wallace onto the phone now.
Oh,
it's a three-way call. And Jim, Nelly, Phyllis, Daryl, Pam, they all listen in as Dwight is like, we all care about you. We think you're doing a great job. Now let the mailman go and come out with your hands over your head. And Wallace's reaction, he no-sells it. He just goes, Dwight, just don't call me on my cell anymore. And hangs up. So we go back to the office and Dwight comes up. He never gets dressed.
Nope.
He comes out in his beater and his green
underwear.
And everybody just has like a standing ovation for him. And he's just like, yeah, done good. Kevin is with Oscar. And he's like, oh... Toby just wanted me to update my info.
Mm-hmm.
The senator now enters and is like, Like, because Kevin's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And the senator comes in, he hugs Angela. He's like, oh, somebody I love wanted to see me.
Yeah, I just had a feeling.
And this is when, the things he says, he puts his hand on Oscar's shoulder and like rubs it. And he goes, hey, Oscar, you've been doing some vigorous exercise.
You're looking very healthy.
The way he says vigorous exercise. Oh, God. And Oscar like freaks out. Like, he like, oh!
Literally jumps and like recoils.
Yeah, and like.
Angela's like, what the fuck was that, Oscar?
Yeah, because he just like freaks out. And the senator apologizes if he made him uncomfortable. And Oscar's just like, no, I'm just like very stressed and frazzled. And like, he's starting to lose it. And Kevin just goes, hey, everybody, we know what this is about. The senator has a very tough election coming up next week. And we have to support him. And he starts clapping.
Oh, my God.
And Oscar does a talking head where he's just like, Kevin really came through in the clutch on that one. And then Kevin does a talking head where he goes, I totally forgot about Oscar having sex with the senator. And then he just starts laughing. He goes, Angela's life is a sham. He just starts losing his shit. It's absolute. Kevin saves this entire episode.
Oh my God,
it's,
yes.
It's unbelievable. So Andy and Walt are now setting off. And Andy is like yelling to Erin, thanking her profusely. She's the best girlfriend in the world. Blah, blah, blah. He loves her. And she does a talking head from the dock where she says, she's disappointed he didn't ask her to go. It would have been fun to go on a romantic cruise to the Bahamas and spend that time together and all that jazz. And he's going to be gone for 3 weeks.
And then we just hear Walter Jr. saying, I love you.
They bring back More Than Words. They're playing it
Mr.
on
Mr. Big.
No. Extreme. Mr. Big is... I'm the one who wants to be. Yeah, anyway. So Erin arrives back, and Plop was filling in for her at reception. And he invites her out for drinks with his friends and play
Flipper.
Pool. And yeah, and poor Richards. They call him Flipper because he flipped over a table when he was drunk.
This guy's got to be 21.
Sounds like, I was going to say, it sounds like Kenny and Roy. But, and then she's just like, okay, cool. And she goes with him. And that's the end of the episode. What'd you give it?
2.1.
2.4. Fucking hated it. I didn't hate it as much as you, I guess.
Kevin saved this episode.
Oh, this whole thing was for Kevin Malone.
Kevin Malone earned 2.1 stars today.
Kevin and Oscar were the lifeblood of the show. Everything else was dump.
I'm sorry. Erin gets smarter and more serious when she's disappointed by Andy?
Yeah. She is such...
Because when she's like, does he have real flippers? And Plop's like, well, no, he flipped a table once. And she's like, oh, sounds like a good guy. Like,
no, she said, sounds like an idiot.
Yeah, sounds like an idiot. And it's like, wait, Erin, hold the fucking phone. You're the one who didn't, like, oh, we're making pizzas. Oh, yeah, Michael knows everything about snacks.
I mean,
like,
you could kind of, in a way, I can kind of see where they would make sense of it that this is the first time. Like, she was always kind of sought after. Whether it was by Gabe or Andy, they were always after her. And now Andy's actually with her, but not showing her the attention. So, in a childlike way, because she is a child, this is her way of acting out. She gets, like, serious, and she's like, fine, I'll go with Plop, because Plop is showing interest. In a way, I could kind of see how it's consistent, in a way. But
what happened when...
Her personality is different.
Andy was with Jessica and about to propose at the pool party, and she decided that she was going to flirt with Dwight to get him jealous.
Mr. Snoot. Yeah. And that's the thing, is like the actions would be consistent with the character, but the way that she's carrying herself... Yeah, the execution's total ass.
Yeah.
Like, it stinks. It's bad.
I wouldn't have minded if this was Aaron's character throughout, though.
No, they just totally changed it.
That's what I mean. Like,
just like Andy.
If this was how her reaction was when Andy was with Jessica, fine. Okay, that, like, she's a childlike person.
Yeah.
She didn't develop emotionally as everybody else did.
Yeah.
I understand that. So she goes in and my hair was my room. Bullshit. Okay.
Yeah.
But now she's like, oh yeah, I'm disappointed. I guess I'll go on a date with another guy?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's not consistent in action. Like, I could see the psychology being consistent, but the way it's portrayed is absolute ass. Like, she's totally different.
It's not Ellie Kemper's fault.
And, well, the thing is, like, even when she's doing silly stuff, like dressing up like the dog or using the watermelon teeth, she's always saying it's for Andy.
Yeah.
Like, it's not stupid. I'm doing it for Andy. Like, she's defensive all of a sudden. The person who has no self-awareness is defensive. Like, it's just not consistent. It's garbage. Like, you can't just tell me for several seasons these people were one thing and then totally turn it on a dime without any reasoning for that change happening.
Yep.
And it's just...
That's why they did not get any other stars. Kevin and Oscar earned 2.1. Kevin.
I was going to say, the stuff with Dwight on the phone was okay, too. Like, yeah. That was fine. And, like, it wasn't crazy. It was, like, you know, Jim fucking with Dwight.
It was a good B plot.
Yeah. But, like...
It should have been the A plot.
It's bad.
Because Andy and Aaron are fucking toxic pieces of garbage.
They're not toxic.
Together.
Yeah, together they're toxic. But, like, they just kind of brought down this whole episode.
Yeah.
Like, the Oscar Senator storyline is my favorite, though.
Yes.
There's intrigue where I'm like, is Angela going to find out? Is Oscar going to break the news? Yeah. Is Kevin going to slip?
What's going to happen?
Like, I actually care about this.
Yeah.
Which, to be honest with you, I don't care about anything else on this show at this point. This is the only thing I care about. Like, I don't care about Jim and Pam's foibles. I don't care about Andy and
Aesop's foibles.
Yeah. So.
Next week, guys.
Bad episode.
We got season 9, episode 7, The Whale.
Ooh.
And episode 8, The Target. I think you're going to like The Whale.
The Whale? Yeah?
I think so.
Does that have to do with him being on the ocean, this boat?
I think you're going to enjoy The Whale. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, we'll find out soon enough.
Yes.
But guys, that'll do it for this week. We'll be back next week with those two episodes. If you want to listen to the show, you can find us on Twitter. Or no, if you want to listen to the show, you go to any podcasting app you have that you like.
Spotify, Apple...
Podbean, Anchor, wherever you listen, just listen to us there. Subscribe to the show. We would greatly appreciate it if you would share us with your friends, family, coworkers, acquaintances, cousins, neighbors. I don't care. Share the show.
People you like, people you don't like.
Help us make the show grow. We would greatly appreciate it. We'll love you forever. And also, you can find the show
on Twitter at BroSisPodcast.
There we go, yeah.
Or you can email us at BrotherSisterRewatch@gmail.com.
Yeah, we'll get in touch with you. We'll shoot the shit, whatever you want. It'd be great just to have some back and forth.
Yes.
Yeah, some tit and tit. Tit and tat. Tit and tit.
Tit and
tit. I love tits.
Tit for tit. I'm pretty sure Dwight said that.
Yes,
tit
he
for
did.
Tit.
Oh, yes. So that'll do it for this week, guys. We'll catch you on down the road.
Thanks, guys.